More and more baby boomers are taking care of their aging and ailing parents. When a drinking problem is thrown into the mix, it makes the task more difficult. It often leads to an uncomfortable and dangerous rift. Dr. Michael Miller heads the New Start program, a chemical dependency rehab unit at Meritor Hospital in Madison.
Grandma or grandpa really may put particular efforts into hiding what they're doing, but their ability to hide it or hide the effects diminishes because of their own physiology. And so what will often happen is the kids will say, we know not to call grandma or grandpa after supper because we know they've had a few and their speech is slurred and it's not easy to have a conversation. And so what happens then is a pattern of avoidance.
That avoidance can lead to a deterioration, not only of family relationships, but also of the health of the elderly drinker.
Distance develops with the kids. The kids don't come by as often. So the drinking then can proceed even more, and other health issues can go ignored because the kids that would have been coming over to monitor and see how they're doing may not come over as much. And so it allows this to just spiral in the unintended neglect of paying attention to what needs to be seen and done.
One of the most common problems that neglect can lead to is complications from alcohol interacting with prescription medication for things like arthritis pain relief or high blood pressure. That's become such a problem that the Department of Health and Human Services has produced public service announcements to warn seniors and their families about it.
Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the prescription medications you take, and never mix alcohol with your medications. For more information, call 1-800-662-HELP.
But for some elderly drinkers, that warning is just an invitation to stop taking their medications instead of reducing their drinking. Janet Dewberry is the outreach and training director at Tellurian, a drug and alcohol rehab center in Madison. She's working with a 77-year-old man now who decided drinking was more important than controlling his blood pressure.
He stopped taking his medication, and a couple of times, his blood pressure medication in particular, but other medication, he looked up and found out what interaction they would have, and so rather than stop drinking, he stopped taking his medication. And a couple times his blood pressure went extremely high.
Dewberry says the man is in treatment now because his wife found out he'd been planning his drinking around her work schedule to avoid being caught. Getting caught is less of an issue for seniors who live alone, and it's loneliness, especially just after a spouse dies, that is one of the most common triggers for what's known as late-onset alcoholism. That was the case for John's father. John asked that we only use his first name. He's 50. He's been dealing with his 78-year-old father's alcoholism for more than a decade. He says it began when his dad's second wife died.
He didn't know what to do. He just didn't know how to cope at all. And we tried to help him, and we tried to have him see psychiatrists or people to talk to, but he's kind of from that time when men don't talk about things like that. And all he wanted to do then was drink.
And that's what he did, until his health got so poor that he ended up in the hospital and eventually a nursing home and then an assisted living center. But the drinking continued, and he was evicted.
It was near a bar, and he figured out how to call a cab and get down to the bar. And he was obstreperous, at least, when he got back.
A 2002 study found almost half of nursing home residents have a drinking problem. Now, in a new assisted living center, John's father has pretty much stopped drinking, but his relationship with John and the rest of his children is still difficult.
He's so hard to relate to now. We can't really have a meaningful conversation with him because a lot of times he doesn't quite remember the subject of the sentence by the time you get to the end of the sentence. His memory's real shot.
Social workers and doctors who work with aging and alcoholism say 12-step programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous are the best way to deal with the problem, but they only work when the adult children who want to help their parents quit drinking can step out of the way. John says that's been the hardest part of dealing with his father's drinking.
It's developed that we're Dad's only social outlet, and that's hard for us because we can't fill that need for him, and yet he's lonely, and we don't want him to be lonely and unhappy, so we see him when we can.
On the bright side, there's good evidence that once older alcoholics commit to treatment, they do better than their younger counterparts at remaining sober. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.